The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tes Zayin, and we're about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So we're deep into a sugya that's a little bit of a digression from the Mishnayos and Perek Shnayim Moichsin, a sugya that discusses halachas of Achrayas Nechasim. How did we get involved in the sugyas of Achrayas? Because the Mishnah and daf Yud Beis Amid Beis discuss somebody that finds a Shtar Choyv. Is he allowed to or obligated to return the shtar chayv to the malva or not? So the Mishnah we saw, it's a machlek, is Rameir the Chacham. Rameir says, if the shtar has in it achrayas nechasim, lo yachzer. If the shtar does not have achrayas nechasim, yachzer. The Chachamim said, ben kach u ben kach, whether the shtar specifically says something about achrayas nechasim or does not say anything about achrayas nechasim, the loch is lo yachzer. We saw in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, Pshat in the Chachamim is, because the Chachamim hold achrayas toy sefer. Meaning, even a shtar that doesn't specifically say anything about achrayas nechasim has the halachis as if it would say achrayas nechasim, because every shtar is supposed to say achrayas nechasim. If it doesn't, toy sefer, it means that the sefer, the one that was paid to write the shtar, made a mistake. But being that there's no chilik between a shtar that has achrayas nechasim and a shtar that does not have achrayas nechasim, say the chachamim, the halachis is always going to be lo yachzer. Meaning the chachamim agree with Rameir's premise that any shtar that has achrayas nechasim is lo yachzer. The machlokes is whether there's such a thing as a shtar she'en by achrayas nechasim. Either way, we had a blat gemara on the Mishnah, and from there the gemara digressed discussing different halachis regarding achrayas nechasim. Specifically, we saw many halachis in the name of Shmuel, some of which the gemara is going to come back to in a moment. But for now, we're discussing the last machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the halachis of achrayas. And that was, if somebody buys a field from someone else, Reuven buys a field from Shimon, and Reuven knew at the time that he bought the field from Shimon that Shimon really did not own the field that he was selling him. It was a stolen field. Reuven bought the field regardless. Now it comes out into the open that Shimon was a gazlin. Reuven goes back to Shimon, he wants his money back. Does Reuven have a right to get his money back, or does Reuven not have a right to get his money back? Interestingly, it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Mois yeshlei, he can get his money back. Shvach imloi, the shvach, which sometimes the lekech could get, over here he wouldn't be able to get, but the mois, the money that he paid for the field, despite the fact that he knew it was stolen at the time that he bought it, that doesn't impact the halacha, Mois yeshlei. Shmuel says, afilu mois imloi. No, you can't get the shvach, you won't even be able to get your mois. The Gemara said, my kumifli, what's the machlokes? Rav sava, Rav holds that being that the buyer knew that in the long run, he wasn't going to be able to keep the field because he was buying a stolen field. So it was only a matter of time before the Nigzal was going to come, demand the field back, which meant that he was going to have to go back to his Meicher, the Gazlin, and get back his money. He knew that. But when he gave the Gazlin the money, he gave it to him B'teiras B'kadin. Why didn't he just go over to him and say, sir, will you watch my money for me? Because he knew Shimon would never agree. So he had a good chap. He needed someone to watch his money for a certain period of time. Let me give it to the Meicher. I'll go along with his spiel. Make believe I really think that it's his field. I'll pay him for it. Ultimately, in the long run, I'll get my money back. But he gave it to Mateus because of it. So that reason, he gets his money back. Shmuel says no. Being that Reuven, the buyer, knew that he wasn't really buying Shimon's field. When he gave the money to Shimon, he didn't give it to him B'teiras B'kadin. Rather, he gave it to him B'teiras Matana. If he gave it to him B'teiras Matana, it's for that reason that he does not have a right to go later and demand his field back. The Gemara says that this machlokes is Rav and Shmuel was already said, Pligi Bechad Azimna, Mesechtas Kedushin, Haman Kadesh Esachoysa, and the Gemara came out with a tricha. So why Rav and Shmuel had to argue their positions in two different cases. Either way, about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara picks up on that. Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Bein l'Rav d'Amar Pikadin, Bein l'Shmuel d'Amar Matana. Regardless of whether you hold Pikadin or Matana, I have a very basic issue with this whole sugya. Hai la'ara b'may konochis u'peres hechiyacha. How in the world is this buyer going to use this field? If he knows that the field was stolen, so he knows it doesn't really belong to Shimon. He knows that he didn't really buy it. It belongs to the person that Shimon stole it from. So what gives him a right to go use the field now? Says the Gemara, You're right. Al pi choshen mishpat, he shouldn't be able to use the field. But Sava, this person was Meir Heter. We always speak out to Rashbam. Rubam begazel, people are Meir Heter. So this yid is Meir Heter. He said, I know echos la'aro, the echol begave ke'echa, the havaka avidiyu. It's true, I have no right really to use this field. But the Shimon, the person that sold the field to me, have a right to use it? No. So I'm going to use it the same way he was using it. There's no additional damage that's going to be done by me using the field than anyways would have been done. Ulchiyasa. Meaning he's not concerned about the fact that he's using the field. Isn't he a goslin? True, but he's the same goslin that Shimon anyways was. So in his mind, the Nigzal's not losing anything because of the fact that he's using it. So therefore, he doesn't have a guilty conscience. That's somehow the way he's able to rationalize using the field in his own mind. The bottom line is, when he gave the money to Shimon, he knew that at some point that money was going to be questioned, because the Nigzal was at some point going to demand the field under the premise that it was stolen from him. The question is then, what is the din of this money that he gave? That's this Machleki Rab and Shmuel. According to Rab, it's Bekodin. According to Shmuel, it's Matana. Says the Gemara. We had a whole bunch of different halachas regarding Achrayis Nechasim. So Rava gives us some halacha l'maisa. Amar Rava Hilcha. So the halacha is, Yeshloi Mois V'yeshloi Shvach. If somebody buys a field, and then later it's Nisbar, that the Meicher was a Gazlin. So to the extent that there was Achrayis Nechasim, or it could be even without there being Mefurish Achrayis Nechasim, because Achrayis Toy Sefer, the Aloch is, the Lekech has a right to go back to his Meicher, who's the Gazlin, and demand the money back. What about the Shvach? It was Machlik, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav said he gets a Shvach. Shmuel said he doesn't get a Shvach, and Rav Nachman said even if they made up, they stipulated, it's in writing, that he's supposed to get his shvach back, still you can't take the shvach. Because being that Huvera, Dovla, Mafreya, the field was never really sold, it comes out that when the Lekech gave the Meicher the money, it looks like a Hava. If he's going to get $1 back then he gave him, it's Mechsik Ribbis. Says Rava, what's the halacha? Yesh le mois, v'yesh le shvach. The halacha is like Rav, v'afa pishu le pirish le yesh shvach. Even if they didn't stipulate the shvach, still the halacha is going to be like Rav. Hikir basha in a shaloi. What about with regards to this last machlekes that we just mentioned, where somebody buys a field knowing good and well that the meicher has no right to sell the field to him, it's a stolen field. So we saw as a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether he gets his money back. Rav said the halacha is mois yesh le shvach eloi. Again, the halacha is going to be like Rav, even though the halacha is always like Shmuel bedini. In both of these cases, the halacha is like Rav. The halacha is not like Shmuel. And finally, the halacha is that achrayis toy soiferhu, which was the position of Rav and Shmuel, and Bein Bishtari Halva, Bein Bishtari Mekach Umemkar, we always imply that there's supposed to be Achrayis, and even if Achrayis is not written in Mefurish, the halacha is still going to be that Achrayis Toy Sefer, so it's going to be treated as if Achrayis was written, which essentially is the sheet of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis and Beis, which is how we got into the sugya in the first place, says the Gemara, a very lumdish Gemara. Boyimine Shmuel Meira. Shmuel asks Rav the following question. So it's rear in Shas that Rav asks Shmuel a Shailah, and Shmuel asks Rav a Shailah. Usually people ask them Shailahs, and they took very different positions. But here Shmuel himself is asking Rav the following Shailah, Chaza v'lok. What would be if Reuven bought a field from Shimon? It turns out that Shimon didn't really own the field that he sold. Shimon was a gazlan, which means that the nigzal, the person that Shimon stole the field from, has a right to go to the loikeach and take the field from him. The loikeach then has a right to go back to the gazlan, his meicher, and demand money. According to Rav, which we just saw as the halacha, he can even get shvach. What would be if the gazlan now goes to the nigzal and he buys the field? So now the gazlan is b'makom the nigzal. The gazlan, who is now b'makom the nigzal, who was also the meicher to the loikeach, now goes back to the loikeach and he says, that field that I sold you, it was a stolen field. Who'd I steal it from? I stole it from Levi. Levi just sold the rights in his field to me. I want you now to give the field back to me. So this Meicher is a Yana Chevermai. So he's now coming, ben Mokum din Yigzal. He's demanding the field. So Shmuel asked Rav the Shailah, what's the halacha? What was his tzad? He had a tzad to say that it could be he doesn't have a right to do that. Why? Says the Gemara, because it could be that when he sold the field to Dulekeach, when Shimon stole the field to Reuven, it could be he relinquished any schusim that he'll ever be able to have in this field. Let's see the Gemara inside. He told him, when Shimon sold the field to Reuven, included in the mecher was any rights, any schus that Shimon will ever have, even if it's something that he's going to acquire at some point in the future, he's giving over to Reuven. See, he's coming now. I have a shaychus to this field. So I want you to give it to me. What's my shaychus? Because I bought it from the real owner. When you sold the field to me, when Shimon sold the field to... It's confusing who's you and who's me. But when Shimon sold the field to Reuven, he sold to him any right that he will that he has now. Or kol zchus shetov liyodei. Even any right that he'll have in the future.
Yehuda goes and sells his rights to Shimon. Shimon then can't go buy it.
I'm confused enough as it is. Without Yehuda in the story. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is enough for me right now. But the point is that when Shimon sold the field to Reuven, he sold any schus that he has, and kol zchus shetov liyodei, even if it's something that's going to happen in the future. But what's the real kashi supposed to ask in this court? Dobi, no, ask good. What's the real
kashi?
He's saying good, say better. Yeah. That's what he's saying, yeshiva. Yeah. No, say better. Yeah. Say better. The Gemara's going to ask the kasha. Yeah. It's such a good kasha.
Yeah.
That this mecha never really was a mecha. Because when Shimon sold the field to Reuven, he was a Goslin. So, that's the pshat if there was a real mecha chamemka. So if Reuven made a kinyan, not only was he kind of the field, he was kind of kol zchus tavel yodei. He has a real chayshanish b'klei. But this wasn't a real mecha. Because Shimon was selling something that didn't belong to him. So if he sold something...
Kabbalah's kesef is what gave it off. It wasn't the chusha, boy.
Yeah, but now he has the field and he has the kesef.
We're getting too excited. If the meicher, who's the gazlin, bought from the nigzal the field, and now he wants to be tevei the field back from his lekeach, ma, what's that then? Amalis, he told him, amachli rishon l'sheni, kol zchus hatov liyodei, he can't do that. My timer. Why do we assume that Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni calls Chusha Tavli Yadi? In other words, the Gemara is assuming that it's not a din. It's really more of an umdana. There's an assumption that that's probably what he had in mind. Why do we assume that? Mazucha said, Nichalei Delei Nekarya Gazlana. Because there's an umdana that people don't want to be known as a Gazlan. And it's Yitochin that when the Gazlan, who's the Meicher, bought the field from the Nigzal, he probably bought it so that the Nigzal shouldn't later be able to come take the field away from the Likeach, so that the meicher should now be mefursim as a gazlan. So it's yitachin that when he bought it for the lekeach. And being that he bought it for the lekeach, zochin la'adam shalei b'fanav, ayin b'rishonim, he can't come now and tell the lekeach that I really want it, I bought it for myself. We don't believe him. But l'dayta itzel kaladam, we assume that he for sure did it for the lekeach. Rav Ashiya matlam de shagamar. Nichalei deleke mehem nusei. A subtle difference, which the Gemara is going to pick on, that it's not that he doesn't want to be known as a Goslin, but it's more that he, in a positive sense, he wants to have a good reputation, and this clearly will not give him a good reputation on the street. He sold somebody else's field. Good business model, but not good for the old reputation, for the Shem Tov. So it's for that reason, it's, again, there's an umdana that when he bought the field, he probably bought it so that there shouldn't be a nigzah that will be able to go to the lekech afterwards, even if he comes later and he changes his mind. We don't believe it. My benai, what's the difference between the two svaras? It could be now the mislekech. Now, it would be if the lekech died. That says that the reason he did it is because he doesn't want to be known as a gazlan. Once lekech dies, hamisle, who's going to call him a gazlan? The lekech's going to call him a gazlan. He's the person that's going to spread the rumor. Because he's the one that was hurt. He's the one that was affected. If the lekech's not alive anymore, and incidentally, if you take a look at Rashi, even if the lekech died after he bought it, so at the time that he bought it for the lekech. Once the lekech dies, it changes. Because we assume that he only bought it for the lekech, hadayta to the hachi, that the lekech would be there and potentially call him a gazlan, so that the moment the lekech dies, the whole cheshbon that he had at the time that he bought it somehow falls by the wayside. But either way, if the point was, but if the point is that lekech is going
to
call him,
comes back to collect it,
right?
So what is the yarshim of Reuven that won't be able to?
The Gemara is going to say that. Umando ama nichle the lekech b'mnusay. But according to my number that says that he wants to have a good reputation, but b'nami nichle the lekech b'mnusay. Whether lekech's alive, calling him a gazlan or not calling him a gazlan, won't impact the fact that at the end of the day he will not have a good reputation. So if there's a point where somebody needs to vouch for him, he's a good guy, it's going to be very hard for him to get that vote of confidence. But the Gemara says, soiv, karle b'nei lekech gazlana yokasha, the b'nei gazlin yarshin the gazlin. So even if the lekech's not alive, but what about the children of the lekech? Aren't you worried about him? So the Gemara says, you're right, there's no nafkamina, because he'll fight to be called a gazlin. It's true, the lekech's not alive to call him a gazlin, but the lekech's children would call him a gazlin. El, it can be now the misgazlin. Nafkamina would be if the gazlin died. That says that he doesn't want to be called a gazlan. He's not alive anymore, so what is he worried about? it's too late. The mandama nichele de leke bemnuse, but according to mandama that says that it's more of a sensitivity, not so much he doesn't want to be called a gazlan. It's more than that. He wants to have a good reputation. Hachanami, then it could be that's a svara avagaf the miss nichele de leke bemnuse. People want that even after they die, they should have a good legacy. Soif, soif. But the Gemara says, regardless, kari le b'nei gazlan. Now, if he's worried that while he's alive, he shouldn't be called a gazlan, shouldn't he be worried that his children after he dies shouldn't be called the children of a gazlan? So the Gemara says, you're right, El Ikebe Nayo, these nafkaminas aren't real nafkaminas. But is there a good nafkamina? Gemara says, yes, there's a wonderful nafkamina. The other b'matana. Nafkamina would be if this gazlan didn't sell the field, he gave it to somebody b'matana. So Reuven and Shimon were not a moicher and lekeach, but rather a mekabel matana and a noisa matana. So Shimon gave Reuven the field as a gift. It wasn't really his field. When the nigzal comes and takes the field away from Reuven, will Reuven now go to Shimon and say, you're a gazlan? No, because he never took money from him. Reuven didn't lose anything. So being that he didn't lose anything, he wasn't hurt. He was fooled, but he wasn't hurt. In the case where he bought it, so he actually paid money for something that wasn't his. So Reuven and his Shimon, in Reuven's eyes, is a real gazlan. You took my money, you sold me something you had no right to sell me. But when he gives him a matana, being that he never took anything from him, so he's not worried about gazlan. But as far as his reputation goes, he's right, they're not going to have a good reputation. So says the Gemara, ikimina diyave b'matana. If Shimon gave it to Reuven as a gift, he didn't sell it to him, he didn't take anything from Reuven. Mando, ama nichle de leke b'muzikun. Mando, but this says that he wants to have a good reputation, matana, and ama nichle de leke b'muse. So here too, even though he gave it to him as a gift, at the end of the day, if the gift is taken away, it's not going to be good for his reputation. Mando, ama nichle de leke b'muse. You guys learn, but according to Mando, that says that he just wants to protect himself, he shouldn't be called a gazlan. Amalei, my gazlin minach. Over here, he's not going to be called a gazlan. He didn't steal anything. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Pshita. That's pashit. That if after Reuven sold the stolen field to Reuven, he urta, zovna, he sold it to someone else. So he's now selling the stolen field for the second time. Or urta, he writes like a shtar that he's giving it over to one of his children, Beirusha. Or the other, matana, he gives it to somebody for a gift. And then he buys the field from the nigzal. Lav ukim kamel kech kaboy. Says the Gemara. Then you don't say ma'mocha rishon l'sheni kol schus shetav liyadei. Because being that after he sold the field to Reuven, he did another act with this field, whether he sold to somebody else or again he gave it to somebody b'matana. It doesn't matter. It's muchach that this person isn't really having remorse. He's not looking to do tshuva. He's not looking to save his reputation. So even if he buys it from the nigzal, the halacha is you're not going to say ma'amachar rishon l'sheni kol schus shetav liyadei. Says the Gemara, what about naflalei biyerusha? What if it fell to him biyerusha? So Shimon, who was the gazlan who stole the field, stole it from, let's say, his father, someone that he would yarsha. And now he yarshin the field. So he didn't buy the field. He yarshin the field. Says the Gemara. There too, you don't say ma'amachar rishon l'sheni kol schus shetav liyadei. Yerusha me'melohi v'loi iyu ka tarach abasrei. Why not? Because we just had two svaras of why you would potentially say ma'amocha rishon l'sheni. One svara was he doesn't want to be known as a gazlan. The other svara was he wants to have a good reputation. But both of those svaras are predicated on the fact that he actually did something. He went proactively to do something which makes it look like he's trying to make his reputation whole. But over here, the thing that he stole, punked, fell into his lap. It happened to Mela. He wasn't matriach. He didn't do anything to try to get it. What happened was the Nigzal died, and he was a yerich of the Nigzal, and that's how he ended up getting it. So being that you don't have any of the two svaras that the Gemara gave, you're not going to say the svar, ma'amachar rishon l'sheni, kol schus shetav liyadei. Says the Gemara, what would be if gavi iu b'chayvoy? What if the Nigzal owed the gazlan money? So the Nigzal owed the gazlan money. So Reuven bought a field from Shimon. Shimon stole the field from Levi. It turns out that Levi owed Shimon money. After Shimon stole the field from Reuven, it wasn't his field, he had no right to sell it. Just because Levi owes him money doesn't mean he can take all his possessions and start selling it. Shimon now collects his chayv from Levi, and he takes the stolen field, but makom his chayv. So Shimon ended up with the field that he stole, similar to the aforementioned cases. He didn't buy it from him. That's easy. Then you say, ma'amachar rishon l'sheni kol schus shetav liyadei. He also didn't get it, b'yerusha, b'memela. Then it's pasha, the Gemara says, you don't say, ma'amachar rishon l'sheni kol schus shetav liyadei. He collected it, b'teiras piroyin, for an outstanding loan that he had. Do you say, ma'amachar rishon l'sheni, or do you not say, ma'amachar rishon l'sheni? On the one hand, he didn't buy it, He didn't spend money for it. Then again, it wasn't b'meimela. He did something proactively to get it. So the Gemara says,
what's he owed?
Levi owes Shimon money. Shimon's the goslin. He's the moicher.
Right.
He's wearing two hats. He's Reuven's moicher. Shimon stole Levi's field and he sold it to Reuven.
Right.
Then afterwards, he went to Levi, who owed him money, and said, you know, you owe me $1,000? I'll take this $1,000 field as peroi. So now Shimon ended up with the field. Do you say, so that Shimon now can't go to Reuven to collect the field back? Because of the Svarim Mamacha? Or no, maybe you don't say Mamacha.
Yeah,
if Shimon would have bought the field from Levi, then you would have said Mamacha. If Shimon yarshin the field from Levi, then you don't say Mamacha. That was Pshita to the Gemara. If he collected it, Betoiras, Chayiv, what's the halacha? So this is the Gemara, Chazina, we take a look. If Levi had other property that he could have collected his chayiv from, Va'amar and Shimon said, I want this one. Then look, then we assume that he dafka wanted this one. Wink, wink. He wanted it for winks, winks. He wanted it for Reuven. Be lois. But if not, if this was the only field that he had, then maybe this is the only field that he was able to collect. So again, if he could have taken another field and he took this one, then the two umdinas that the Gemara mentioned kick in, and we assume that he probably did it to clean up his reputation. Otherwise, we assume that fakert, you don't say mamacha rishon l'sheni, kol schosh tove biyadi. Says the Gemara, yovin elei b'matano, what if he got it as a gift? What if after Shimon stole the field from Levi, Levi gave Shimon the field as a gift? Says the Gemara, what do you say? Meaning, do you say mamacha rishon l'sheni kol schosh tove biyadi or not? Pligi barav achav rabina. Chadama once said, matana ki yerusha, dame mele. It's treated like yerusha. And just like by yerusha, you don't say mamacha. You're not going to say mamacha either. Chadama once said, matana ki mecher. Matana is treated like mecher. Why? Because even though there's no transfer of funds, but the ilav de torach va'artzi kameh lehavi yov lebe matana. Lahochi torach va'artzi kameh keichet leke behem nuse. That the assumption is that people don't just give you gifts. Usually you have to work for a gift. You want to get on the person's good side, so you have to work him a little bit. Why did he work him? He worked him because he wanted to get the field so that the nigzal shouldn't be able to go later over to lekeach and take it away from him. Either way, an interesting shaila. The shaila here was where somebody sold a stolen field, and then afterwards, the goslin somehow ended up with the field. Do you say that the moment the goslin gets the field, so now he's b'mokum the nigzal, and just like the nigzal could have taken the field away from the lekeach, maybe the goslin, as ironic as it may seem, has a right to take the field away from the lekeach, or no? It could be there's a new svara that when the goslin sold the field, mamacha rishon l'sheni koschus shetav liyada, even though it's in the asid, it's something that's in the future, it doesn't matter. It could be that's included in the mecher, and therefore, the moment he gets it, any right that he had to be goiva, the mela goes over to the lekeach. So the lekeach is the one that has the right. So obviously it will never play out, meaning the goslin would not be able to take it. We see in the Gemara that it depends on how the goslin / meicher ends up with the field. If he bought the field, that was Shmuel's original shiloh that he asked Rav, and Rav told him very clearly, "Mamacha rishon l'sheni kol schos shetav liyad." If he yarshin the field, being that it's b'meila, it's pasha. You don't say "Mamacha rishon l'sheni kol schos shetav liyad." If the way the Gazlan got the field from the Nigzal was because the Nigzal owed the Gazlan money and he took a b'tayrus peroi, and then the Gemara says chazino, we see. If this was the only field, then you don't say Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni. If there were other fields, and he wanted this one, then we do say Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni. What if he got it as a Matana? That would be the fourth variable, the fourth possibility. If he got it as a Matana, Pligiba, it's Machlekes, Ravacha Bravino. One said that it's like Matana, it's like Yerusha. Yerusha is Memela, Matana is also Memela. The other one said it's more like Mecher, because the significance of Mecher is that you had to work it. You worked it by offering the person money and buying it. Matana also, people don't just give away free gifts, so you must have. What's that?
He's giving it to the gospel.
Okay, he may not even know that, but either way, the point is matana would be a shaila. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Va'ad emas nichale deleka behem nuse. Is there a point where even if the person buys it, we assume that this is not why he did it? Meaning, let's say this is already in litigation, it's in court, Bezdin's already looking at this shaila. Do you still say that it could be if he buys it, he did it for Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni, or if he allowed this court case to get to a certain point, it's obvious that he doesn't really care about his reputation. And it's for that reason, even if he buys it, you're not going to say Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni. Says the Gemara, yeah, there actually is a point where we draw a line in the sand, and we say that if he's still fighting with the Lekeach at this point, we don't say Mamacher anymore. What's that point? Says Machlekes. Rav Huna said, Hashas Hamad Bedin. If there was already a Hamad Bedin between the Lekeach and the Gazlin, because the Nigzal came, or there's rumors now that this field was stolen, and he's now taking his Meicher to court under the premise that you sold me something that didn't really belong to you, if it already got to the Shas HaMadah B'din, at that point, if he would now, the Gazan, go and buy it from the Nigzal, you wouldn't say Mamacher anymore, because it's clear that he's not worried about Hemnusi, he's not worried about his reputation. No, even if it gets to the HaMadah B'din, that's fine. If it got to the point where Bezdin already convicted the Gazlan, and they gave the Lekeach a shtar that says that you have a right to be yoyred l'nichsei ha-Gazlan, to demand payment for this field that he sold you, if the Adrachta was already written, it's at that point that there's no turning back. Rapapa said, Adamasklan yoyme achras. No, it's even more than that. Because what happened was, after they would write the Adrachta, so there was still a period of time where once the Lekeach identified a piece of property that he wanted as Peroyan, Bezin wouldn't just give it to him. Bezin would sell it. But they wanted to make sure that they would get fair market value for it. So there would be like a sheriff sale. There'd be announcements. They'd take out ads in the newspapers. Anyone that's interested in buying it, come by. They would listen to different proposals, and ultimately they would sell it. So until they begin the Yoyme Achrasta, if the Gazan turns around and buys it from the Nigzal, at that point this halacha is going to be true. But once they already started, at that point it's going to be too late. Either way, there is a point where we say at that point, even if you buys it, you don't say Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni. Maskalorim Bar Chomo, Mech, may ask you a kasha. This is the kasha that we spoke at earlier. Hai Lokeach, but my koni leila hayaro. I don't understand the whole premise of the sugya. The whole sugya that we're learning now begins with Reuven buying a field from Shimon that doesn't really belong to Shimon. Shimon then turns around, buys the field from Levi. He's the person that he stole the field from. Says the Gemara, a festus svara, mamacha rishon l'sheni, kol schus shetavol yadik. When Shimon sold the field to Reuven, he didn't just sell the field. He sold any schus that he'll ever have, even in the future. It's for that reason, Shimon can't come now, but makom the nigzal, and take the field away from Reuven. But freik drami bachoma, that would all make sense if it was a real mechira. The problem is, when Shimon sold the field to Reuven, he wasn't selling his own field. He was selling Levi's field. And being that he was selling Levi's field, there was no Mechira. So Vos Pas Tzogim, and Mocha Rishon L'Sheni, Maskelon, Rabbi Chama, Mechdi, Hai, Lekech, Pamei, Konu, Leila, Hai, Yara, Bai, Shtara. What, he bought it with the Shtar, let's say, Kinyan Shtar. Hai, Shtara, Chaspa, Balmu. It's a Chaspa, Balmu. There was no real Kinyan that took place. Omalei, Rava. So Rava said, a Svara, Mechudeshes, Ayim, Barishonim. But we'll just do what we do. Tehei, Bimaminoi. Bahu, Hanot, Oloi, Komalei, Midi. When Reuven bought the field from Shimon, Reuven sort of suggests, and it sounds like from the Rishonim, maybe you have to even speak this out. There's always a possibility that Shimon is not selling his own field. He's selling the stolen field. When Reuven's willing to move forward with the transaction, he's willing to buy it, despite the fact that he knows that there is a chance that it's not his, essentially what he's telling Shimon is, I trust you. And not only do I trust you, I believe that if something's ever going to come out that questions whether or not you had a right to give it to me, you'll be tarach, you'll buy it from the nigzal. I know you're a good guy. You're going to make sure that I'm made whole. When Shimon hears that, he feels good about himself. Wow, look at this Reuven. He's a fool. But Lamaisa, he trusts me. It makes him feel good. That making Shimon feel good constitutes shava kesef. That's the kesef that ultimately is going to work Tmuras the mamacha rishon l'sheni kol zchus shel yavli yadi. So the question is, where's the consideration over here so that later when Shimon buys it, any right that he has should transfer over? It's not the original kinyan that he made in the field, because that wasn't a real kinyan. The shtar was chaspa ba'alma. If it was chazaka, it wasn't a real chazaka. But there's a klara kesef, independent of money that he may have paid for the field, that he gave to Shimon. It wasn't kesef, it was shava kesef. And just like you find in Masechtas Kedushin, Rekoid Lefanai, Schaik Lefanai, Adam Chashuv, some of the sugyas, Mekadesh B'milva in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, where doing something that makes a person feel good constitutes Shava Kesef, it's considered Shava Kesef, and that is the consideration that ultimately allows this Kenyan to make to Bicha. Masiv Rav Sheshes heard what Rava said to answer Rami Bar Chama Shaila. So he told him, if that's the case, I have a kasha. We know that Allah is that if somebody sells to his friend a field, but he doesn't own the field, Mashirish me abba machalacha. He says, one day he's going to yash in his father, and when I yash for my father, I want to sell to you. Or mashatalim mitzudasi mechalacha. Somebody was he was a fisherman, he was a hunter. So he says that anything that I hunt today, I want to be sold to you. So the halacha is loyal. My club, pashit, it's ain't other mak, the dovish loybaloyal. Mashirish me abba hayoy machalacha. What if he says that whatever I yash in today, or mashatalim mitzudasi hayoy machalacha, dvarav kayam? Then it's going to be kayam. And the Gemara later is going to explain what's the difference if he says today or if he doesn't say today. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is, that how does it shtim with Rava's Lamdas? And the Rishonim grapple what exactly the Tzushtal is. But at first glance, the Tzushtal is that why are you telling me the Mecha doesn't work? Eino the Mecha Dovah Shloi Bala Oilam. Because there's no way for the Kenyan to be Chah. But you're telling me now a new Svara that when the Lekeach buys a field from Shimon, to the extent that he makes Shimon feel good, he gives him something that's worth money, that good feeling, that's a Shavah Kesef, it allows him to be Koina. The mamacha rishon l'sheni kol schusha tavol yaday, despite the fact that it's not ba'olam now. So every eino demak, the davashar loy ba'olam, why don't we take this svara, back it into that, and we should always say that it's going to be chal. So why is it so pashit? The masha irish me'abe, macha l'cha, the halacha is loy amar klom, because eino demak, the davashar loy ba'olam, why don't we say the fact that I'm telling you, the lekeach telling the meicher, I hear that maybe you're going to get something from your father, or you're going to catch something in your mitzuda today, that somehow constitutes shavah kesef, and let the kinyan be chal, despite the fact that it's loy bala olam. Isn't that exactly what we're saying in the svar of mamacha rishon l'sheni, kol schush utavol yadoi, so amar Rami bar Chama, so Rami bar Chama heard Rav Sheshes ishayla, he said, ha gavra v'hot yufta. This is a Gabri Rabba, and this is a good Kasha. Again, because Rami Rachama was the one that asked the Kasha, how in the world is this Kenyan Chal? Rava said a teretz, this new Svara of how it works. So Rav Sheshes, his Kasha, was really defending Rami Barchama's Kasha. He told him, if your Svara is a good Svara, I mean, if your teretz, Rami Barchama's Shiloh, is a good Shiloh, how do you ever understand Eino the Makhlu Dovah Shloi B'loim? So Rami Barchama commented, he said, Ha Gabri V'ha Tiyufta, that's a Gabri Rabba, mit Agut Kasha. Oh, my Rava said, Gabri Kachazina, I see an Adam Chash, Abba Tiyufta Leik Kachazina, Agut Kasha Zeichnish. Why? Because it's a very obvious chilik between a regular Eino the Makhlu Dovah Shloi B'loim and this case. Hach over here, Sam Chadaite, V'hach Aloi Sam Chadaite. The Gemara explains. Over here it's real. The Lekeach really believes what he's saying, meaning he's telling the Moicha, I trust you, and I really, really believe that if something's ever going to come that's going to question the validity of this sale, I believe you're going to do whatever you need to do to make sure that I'm made whole. It's very, very real. So being that it's very real, there's a real smichas das mitzad dekoina, this is how Rashi explains it, and it's for that reason that it works. However, hocha, in the case of Mashi Irish Me'aba, leis samchadai, does he know if he's going to yash his father today? Does he know if this fisherman is going to catch anything? He doesn't have a good reason to think that he will. In our sugya, there's a good reason for the keach to think that the meicher is going to come through. Because he knows the meicher doesn't want to lose his reputation. So that's what underlies the whole svara in the first place. He believes it's going to end up playing out. But over here, he doesn't believe it's going to necessarily play out. Therefore, there's no das mitzad koina. And being that there's no das mitzad the koina, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. It's for that reason that it doesn't work. The Gemara says, Shachul, the Kamed, Rav Abba, Rav, they sent the Shad, Rav Zavda, Omar Lucy, he told them, Zu ain't a tzricha lefnim. They brought Rav Sheshes to Shiloh. He said, this Shiloh does not belong in Beis Medrash. Rashi says, two pshatim. Either because they're not going to have an answer, because it's such a good kasha, or because it's such a silly question that it's a pasnish to bring it into Beis Medrash. On my Rava said, not only Zu Tzricha Lefnim, it needs Lefnaifa Lefnim. So this is our Yom Kippur reference. Either way, what's the teretz? Hacha Samcha Daite, Vahacha Loi Samcha Daite. The svar that we just mentioned. Haba Uvda Pumpadisa, there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya in Pumpadisa Va'isve. Omar Lu Rav Yosef, Zu Eina Tzricha Lefnim, right? They asked this question. Rav Yosef said, it doesn't belong in Beis Medrash. Omar Le'abai, it's Tzricha Lefnim, V'lefnai V'lefnim. Why? Again, the same svara. Hacha Samcha Daite, Hacha Loi Samcha Daite. Says the Gemara. So we mentioned B'derech Agav, this braisa, that if somebody sells Mashi Irish Me'abo, O Mashi Talim Yitzudasi, Lo Yomar Klum. It sounds like Eina the Machna Dova Shloi Bala Oilam, 101. But if somebody says Mashi Irish Me'abo Hayoin, that's already macher. What's the difference? Ma'ish nareisha, ma'ish nasefa. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, sefa. Ma'ish yish me'ebah hayoyim. Mishum kvoid aviv. It sounds like he really thinks he's yashin his father today. It sounds like his father's dying. His father's dying. Why is he selling his father's nechasim the day his father dies? Probably to help pay for the itzos that are going to come about once the pay for the levaya, pay for things that are going to have to get done. So mishum kfoid aviv, the chachamim said that even though usually ainah the machmed aviv shloim b'loyim, this is an exception to the rule. Mashatali mitzugasi ayoyim, the same thing. Why is he selling what he catches today? Probably mishum kedei chayim. That's how he supports himself. So being that again, he's doing it to support himself. That's a good reason for the chachamim to make a takana. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Imel chaveri sodeshan likeach likesheach. If somebody goes over to his friend, and again, he sells a field that he doesn't own, but he's a little more refined than the meicher in the previous sugya. He tells the lekeach, I don't own this field, and I don't want the mecher to be chal now. I want the mecher to be chal when I buy it, but when I buy it, I want it to be chal in my freya. So it should be chal from now, but tonight that I actually buy it. So the halacha is Rav Huna said the name of Rav Kana. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Mestaber Musa the Rav Besod Estam." This is probably only true Besod Estam. Meaning, he didn't say he wasn't talking about a specific field that he was a field. Avo Besod Azu Loi. Why? Because me yemed the Mazbalei Nahale. Because it's more schwer to think that he'll be able to buy this particular field. Meaning, if he says, I'm going to sell you a field, which field? I don't know. I'll give Zechanetza, I'll buy a field. When I buy it, I want it to be sold to you, Meyachshav. So that works. But if he says he zeroes in on a field, he says this field specific, then already you don't say that. Why? Because it's less shayach to assume that he'll get it. Therefore, there's a chisorin in smicha stas. Take a look at Rashi, Dibura Maskel, Besod Estam. And therefore, it doesn't work. However, Rava said, even though Mestaber Milsa the Rav, it makes sense the Rav should have only said his halacha Besod Estam. But I know for a fact, Rav said his halacha filo Besod Azu. And he said, I'll prove it to you. You know why? Back of the envelope arithmetic. Because Mechdi, Rav, come on, Amar L'Shmaite. Rav saying this halach according to who? Rav Meir. The Omar, Oda Machna Dova, Shloi Beloyla. We've seen in other places learning together that Rav Meir is not the only Tana and Shas that holds Oda Machna Dova, Shloi Beloyla. The other Tanaim as well. So he's going like Rav Meir. See, Rav is paskin in this way. He's going according to Rav Meir. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa. If somebody goes up to a woman and says, he wasn't a Yid, and he tells this woman, I want you to be Mekadesh. Meaning, I understand I'm not Jewish now, but I plan on being Megayer. When the Geirus goes into effect, I want you to be my wife. Or Lachashet this guy, or the woman is not a Yid. Or Lachashet Shtachar, he was an Evet Kanani. Or Lachashet Shtachar, she was a Shivcha Kananis. Lachashet Yomaz Bairas. Or somebody proposes to a married woman. Says, I understand we can't get married now, but when your husband dies, I want to marry you. Lachashet Yachlitzluch Yavamech. Or she was a Shemeres Yavam, where there's an Isolay Sia, Shemet Zachuzalizar. Lachashet Thomas Achoisech. Or he's married to her sister. So you're not allowed to marry two sisters, but one of them dies, then you can't. So the halach in all these cases is ena mekudeshes. Why? Because ena the makna davash loy b'loylam. Whether it's kedushin, kinyonim, it's all the same. Ramei roim mekudeshes. So says Rava, v'ha'isha kisod ezudamya. A woman is like a sadazu, because you're zeroing in on something very, very specific. And still you see there's enough smichas das in Ramei's world. He holds other makna davar shaloy b'loylam. So to
the
hill.
The following raid bites are being added to the daf as in Yana Dioma.
The Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah Gila Raya Shmichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, show you Oiskin B'Toyro, why was it destroyed? Says the Gemara, it was destroyed because of sin eschinam. La Metchot's coming to teach us sheshkula sin eschinam kineged shalosh averus avodah zarah gilui arayos shvichas dam. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sin eschinam. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Hakdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, says that even though Chazal said that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of sin eschinam, but really, that's not the ultimate reason it was destroyed. But rather, the ultimate reason that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara. And it was because of the chet of Lashon Hara that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if it was because of the chet of Lashon Hara, then why did Chazal say sin eschinam? It's not sin eschinam, it's Lashon Hara. He says it's because what caused the Lashon Hara? It was sin eschinam. Yidden felt sin aschinim towards other Yidden. As a result, they didn't care for them very much. To the contrary, there was nishfaginning, there was kinna, and there were midas rois that ultimately led to Lashon Hara. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you want to know what caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't sin aschinim. Had it stopped at sin aschinim, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. It was because the sin aschinim led to Lashon Hara,
And Lashon Hara ultimately says the Chafetz Chaim what caused the second Beis HaMikdash to destroy. Just to read some of Lashonai HaKadosh V'Atar V'Hazav Shel HaChafetz Chaim. He says, Ach, L'Besoif Yimei Bayesheni, Gavra Sinas Chinam V'Lashon Hara Beinenu. At the end of Bayesheni, Sinas Chinam started really intensifying. And there was a lot of Lashon Hara. V'Avoy Neisenu Harabim. U'Bavur Zen Nechra V'Bayes. It was because of that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'Golino Me'artzenu. K'di Isu B'Yuma Davtes some days, ubi Yerushalmi Yuma Perik Aleph Halachei. Zok to Chafetz Chaim. And Hagam Shavu Gemara Nafta Sinas Chinam. Even though the Gemara says that the reason the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was Sinas Chinam, Hakavano Hu Aloshin Hara Gamkein. The Kavano is also on Loshin Hara Sheyoytzeis Mitzad Atzina, which was really the result. It was the manifestation of the feelings of Sinah. The Ilav Hachi says the Chafetz Chaim, because had the Yidden not spoke Loshin Hara, Lo Yehoyu Nenoshin Kol Kach, they wouldn't have been punished so badly. Had it only been sinas chinam, there wouldn't have been a churban. The reason there was a churban is because there was sinas chinam, yeah? But sinas chinam that led to Lashon Hara. V'hainu, and that's pshat in the Gemara, the siyam sham, awadaf, v'lamedcha shekosha sinas chinam, k'neged avoydazor gil arayish v'chaz damim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, where do you find sinas chinam is shokol t'avoydazor gil arayish v'chaz damim? Nowhere. There's no such thing. It's not emes. That sinas chinam is so shokol. You know where you find this? By Lashon Hara. Zematzinu be'erich in gabe Lashon Hara. That you find that just like Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam, Lashon Hara is k'neged kulam. So he says, if the oisfir was that it's shakul, davera bayesheni, tavoy dezar gilorai shvichzom, it can't be with simply sinas chinam. It must be with the chet ha-Lashon. Because by Lashon Hara you find it. There you find that Lashon Hara is equal tavoy dezar gilorai shvichas damen. And he says, besides, v'oid migufa deshmaita deyuma muchach k'moysha kasam. Again, this Chafetz Chaim is mamish learning up today's daf. He says, from the Gemara minei ubey, it's muchach that way. Mid the paruch sham, the Gemara says, ubemikdash rishon, there was no sinas chinam. And what is the Gemara's raya that there was sinas chinam? Because they used to be oichel v'shoysel zem zeh v'doikren es chavei reyem ayin shah. The raya of sinas chinam was lashon hara. Behind their back, the Gemara says b'charav ishabel shoynam. The Gemara invokes lashon hara. He says because that's the vart. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it was really lashon hara. It was sinas chinam at its core. The root of it was sinas chinam. But really, that's what happened. So says the Chafetz Chaim that if we understand that the reason the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was because of sinas chinam that led to Lashon Hara. But ultimately, it was that veira of Lashon Hara that sealed the faith of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's poshet that it's impossible that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt unless we correct the problem. It's just not possible. If somebody takes something away from you and you plead to have it back, at the very minimum, you have to make some conscious effort and be able to provide some level of confidence that that thing that caused the Beis HaMikdash to be taken away has been corrected. Because otherwise, this is a chuk of a tlula. We're wasting our time. So the Chafetz Chaim says that we daven v'lushalayim mircha berachim and tashuv. We daven as semach tovin meheiros atzmiach. We daven v'sachazenu imenu v'shuvcha l'tziyam berachim. He says, but the problem is we're speaking Lashon Hara at the same time. So it's impossible. It's just not possible. It doesn't make any sense. So he says, logically, there's no way for the Beis HaMikdash to come back unless the Yidden make a conscious effort to work on Lashon Hara. And he says that the root of Lashon Hara is Sinas Chinam. So really, we have to start from the beginning. We have to start from Bereishis. We have to work on not having feelings of Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden. And from there, we'll be able to fix and really steig in the area of Shmiras HaLashon, and then says the Chafetz Chaim will be Zoichna, the Bias Gayot Tzedek. But he says, without fixing the problem, if you think about it for 10 seconds, it's irrational to think that anything could change. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this is the first reason, and the Chafetz Chaim lists many others, but this is the first, most obvious and basic reason, says the Chafetz Chaim, why Yidden need to work on Shmiras HaLashon, because we're in Golus, and all the at the end of the day, every Yidden, no matter who he is wants to get out of Golus, and it's impossible for the Yidden to be able to get out of Golus unless this is something that we're able to fix. But the emes is that this Chafetz Chaim that says that the real chet of Bayesheni was the chet of Shmiras HaLashon, and this the Chazal said, Sinas Chinam, it's only because Sinas Chinam was at the root and the cause of the Lashon Hara. But really, ultimately, the fate was sealed because of Sinas Chinam, because of Lashon Hara. I found this in the writings of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is Mamish, Afachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba. And this idea that the Chafetz Chaim said so stark, this is Mamish, the opening paragraphs of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is Merumis in the Chasam Sofer. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Roimi. Rome, Chazal said, were descendants of Esav, and they're the ones that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans. Said the Chasam Sofer, what's the Pshat? What's the Pnimius HaTorah? He says a Davar Nifla. He says that the Gemara said, there's a Yalkut Shemoyni in Tehillim that says that who paid for the second Beis HaMikdash? Cost a lot of money. Where did the money come from? So the money actually came from the Persian Empire. Where did the Persian Empire get all this money from? Meaning, how did they finance on our behalf the second Beis HaMikdash? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut said it came from the money of Haman. Haman HaRasha, the Venahapachu, who had amassed this incredible wealth, he was literally on top of the world, and then he was killed. So what happened to all his money? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Tano l'shloishachan lokim nechlak mamoyna shal Haman. Haman's estate was divided into three parts. Shlish l'Mardchai v'Esther. A third of it was given to Mardchai v'Esther. Shlish l'Amlei Taira. A third of it was given to Amlei Taira. Maybe that's a pshat in b'nei bonov shal Haman loibnim Taira b'bnei brak, but for another day. V'shlish l'binyam beis hamikdash. And a third of it was given to the binyam beis hamikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says that the money of Haman was given to finance the beis hamikdash. What was the chet of Haman? And Haman was a monster. I mean, Haman is Yimach Shemai V'zichra. He wanted to annihilate the Jews. But says the Chasam Sofer, Chazal Megalatas in a place a little bit more about what the chet of Haman was. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Abedes. The Gemara says, quote, Haman HaRasha turns to Achashverosh and he said, Vayomer Haman LeMelech Achashverosh, Yeshna Yamecha Mefuzer Mefayer Beno Ahmed, Becham Medina Ismach Husecha, Vedaseim Shoinais Mikolam, Vesdase HaMelech Einam Oisim, Vela Melech Ein Shoiva LaHanicha. Zok the Gemara Amar Rava, Rava said, Leko de Yoda Lishna Bishak Haman. There was no one in history that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Haman. He said, Amalech, Haman turns to Achashverosh and he says, Nichlinu, I have an idea. It's called the final solution. Let's see if we can get rid of the Jewish people once and for all. Amale. So Achashverosh's immediate reaction was, Mistafinim Eleikov, I'm afraid of their God. Achashverosh married into the family of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a student of history, and he knew it doesn't always end so well when you start up with the Jews. So he said, I'm afraid. Amale. So he told you nothing to worry about. Yesh yoshnu min ha-mitzvahs. Yeshno, yoshnu, zay shlofen. They're not doing mitzvahs. If they're not doing mitzvahs, you don't have to worry about Amale. So he told Isbu Rabbanon. This Rabbanon, Amalei, Am Echad, hey. No, they're one nation, they're all on the same page. Even the rabbis are sleeping. He told Shem Toimar, Karcha, and Yosef, and Malchuscha, you're going to say, oh, you have another reason why you don't want to do it. Meaning, now Haman's preempting Achashverosh's next argument. He says, maybe you don't want to do it because you don't want to have this huge gap. You're going to kill all the Jews, so you're going to have vacant land, and that can be not good. So he told them, Fuzar and Bein Am, they're all spread out. Shem Toimar, Yisna, no, Amin, hey. You're going to tell me you benefit from them, right? The Jews are good for business, they're good for the economy. He said, no, they're Mefurad. Them can pray the Zuda like a mule. Doesn't produce any. Hashem, you can tell me, maybe we have a Medina from them at the very. No, the Medina is Malchusecho. With the same shyness, Mikol. And the Gemara continues several lines, but here's the punchline. Amar Rava. There was no one that spoke Lashon Hara Kahaman. So the Chasam Sofer said the Yidden built the second Beis HaMikdash on the back of Haman. It was literally financed by Haman's money. Why did we have a schus to take Haman's money? Because Haman was a Baal Lashon Hara, and the Yidden were Leich Knoises Kala Yehudin. The Yidden were Ba'achtis, because the Yidden didn't speak Lashon Hara. He says, you know what happened? Years later, like Chafetz Chaim says, the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara. And you know what happened when the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara? Raimi, who says the Chasam Sofer were descendants of Haman, took it back. And now it's theirs again. He says that's why they got the Beis HaMikdash back. Dvarim Niflam in the Chassam Sofer. It's unbelievable. He says that's the Oymek. That's the Pnimius of the Inyan. We built the second Beis HaMikdash on the backs of Paras Umadah. And the reason we had a Schus is because Lekaman the Yod Lishna Bisha Kahama. Because there was no one that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Gahama. And as a result, this was something that we had a Schus to take. But the minute we started speaking Lashon Hara, then you know what? The joke's on us. Now we have no Schus in it any more than them. So what? Not a Vuchanetza, not some foreign country, but rather be Pnimius. And that's why Haman takes it back. Because now Haman says, now you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Yet's Nemeches Tzedek. I'm getting back what was really mine. This was Haman's. It was his money. He has a right to take it back. And it was Taki, his chus to take it. And that's why says the Chassam Sofer, it was all because of Sinas Chinam. What does it mean, Sinas Chinam? Like a man, the Yod Alishna Bishaka Haman, like the Chafetz Chaim says. It was all because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. But just to end, and to really put this all together, you know, the Chafetz Chaim throughout his Svarim, he talks, obviously, so much about Lashon Hara, right? Everybody knows that. But one line, Asher Nogeya L'Inyoneinu, and that is, this is all in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, Ulevadze, after he makes his case for why people should be more careful with Lashon Hara, he says, Heich Yechoy Lois Lachol Aleinu B'Rechoysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shanim HaKavim L'Zeh. He says, we all want Baruch in our lives. It's something that we all want. But if we speak Lashon Hara, he says Lashon Hara stops, it gets in the way of bracha coming to us. Halo Yeshal ze Orem Mefurish BaTorah. It says in the Torah, Orem Makarei Eyu Baseser. It says, Orer Makarei Eyu Baseser. Shukoya Lashon Hara Kamesh Pirish Rashi Shan. And Rashi says that that's what it's referring to. Ulevad Shara Arurim Shiyesham Oidal Zeh. Kimavur Lekamam Asai Psicha. There's many other Arurims as well. But this is a clear Orer. Orer Makarei Eyu Baseser is referring to Lashon Hara. The Pasik says that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's Orer. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, we all want Bracha. So he says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, how's he going to get Bracha? The Torah Paskin is Orer. So if the Torah Paskin is Orer, where's the Bracha going to come? Just me inyan le inyan. This is in Sefer Shmiras Halashen. It's in Chelik Beis. It's in Perik Tes. He says, "Ube'emes lepela hu be'enai." Chafetz Chaim talking. It's a chiddush to me. Sheteva bnei Adam lechapi skulois ubrachois me'anoshim gedolim latzlach al parnasa. He's talking specifically about parnasa, but it's lav dafka. He says people, they're always looking for skulis and for brachas, and people come and they go because everybody wants bracha. Umayo ilu lehem kol haskulois va'brachas. It's a little strong, but he says, "What are all the skulis and the brachas going to help?" Imchas v'shalim who murg. If he's someone that constantly speaks Lashon Hara and Rechilos, it says Arur Makareyeu Beseiser Shukoya Lashon Hara Kamoi Shapirish Rashi VaAmru Chazal Arur by klala, by nidui, v'zela yatsumi pisha eshachah. This didn't come from the mouth of a tzaddik. Ki miheskim kol yisrael betzir v'keihanev elevim k'dechziv b'kra. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of all the yidin. So he says that, I don't understand. He says people, they run and they want brachness and everybody wants things. But at the end of the day, bracha can't penetrate a person's life in a proper way. If he's a Baal Lashon Hara, it says Arur, Makareyeu Beseiser. The Torah is saying Arur. So where's the bracha going to come from? This is what Chafetz Chaim says. Just to put this all together. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Chet of Sinas Chinam. It's like the Chafetz Chaim, that even though Chazal said Chinas Chinam, because Sinas Chinam was the cause. Really what it was about was Lashon Hara. And I think, you know, people work a lot, we all do, on Lashon Hara. But sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not successful. But the emes is that Lashon Hara is the symptom. It really starts, this is the Chafetz Chaim's psicha, it's today's daf. It really starts with Sinas Chinam. We have to work on Ahavas Chinam and Sinas Chinam and not hating people so much and not caring and really who cares and not being so judgmental and forgetting, Zola Levin, it doesn't affect you anyways. And it's not even such a shver avoida. Just requires some explainingness. And through that, naturally you stop speaking less Lashon Hara. But really the cause Chazal told us in his chinam, even though it was Lashon Hara, because that's what we need to work on, Kenera. Because that's really where it all begins. That's really what the source of it is. But the point is that Chazal said in his chinam, it's really Lashon Hara, because really all the chumras and all the things that happen during Bayis Sheni, they make more sense, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you think in terms of Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim said that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, that really it's a bechin of, he's Arur, and he's a gather of Arur Makareyeu Beseiser, and people want brachas, and everybody wants brachas, and he says, really, if a person, we want brachas, and we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we have to make sure we're not Arur, and we have to make sure that at the very least, we fix the problem that ultimately caused the second Beis HaMikdash. And then we found it in the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that that's why why the Beis HaMikdash was financed with the dime of Haman, but ultimately it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Because what was Haman's chet? Lekaman the other Lishna Bishaka Haman. And as soon as we started speaking Lashon Hara, Haman Raimi comes back and he takes the money together. So I was just thinking. So what was Haman's chet? What was Haman's chet? Haman's chet was the chet of Lashon Hara. Lekaman the other Lishna Bishaka Haman. What do we say on Purim? Chayavinish Lupsume Bepuria Adela Yada. Ben Arr Haman Lubarach Martchan. We can understand that a little bit. Because a Baal Lashon Hara, like Haman, he's Bechefza Arr. He's an Arr Haman. And really, our Avoida is that we should be Zoicha to be not Arr Haman, but Baruch Martchai. And when we'll be Baruch Martchai, we'll be Zoicha to Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, Ben Herabi Yameinu Amen.